Damian Warner, a bronze medalist in the decathlon in Rio 4 years ago, he was fifth and really burst onto the scene. We wondered what he could do for an encore in Rio, and it was a podium finish, and it had its ups and downs. It was fabulous. Damian Warner joins us now on the Andrew Walker Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Congratulations. You know, when I watch the decathlon, it's like it's so different than any other event because there's no ups and downs in swimming. There's no ups and downs in the 100-meter dash. You have a good race and you win. You have a bad race and you're out. The decathlon is a challenge of your mental strength as well, right? Because there were times when it didn't look like you were going to be on the podium and you had to come up clutch.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes I feel like it's more mental than physical, actually. The decathlon is so tough because one thing can go right very well. So I started off my 100 with an Olympic record, and then long jump was very solid, and then shot put was very bad. So you always have these moments where there's highs and lows, and you just kind of have to battle with them. And unfortunately for us, it's for 2 days, so it's a battle like that. But for some reason, we keep coming back and can't wait for the next one.
Well, I was going to say, like every athlete says, don't get too high, don't get too low. But after the first 100 meters, which is your forte, all those sprints are, yeah, you blister out of the blocks. And at that point, yet you almost, I imagine you were telling yourself, like, calm down. Like, you knew you were going to kill that event.
Yeah, so that's always an event that I expect to start off well with. I've been running really well in the 100 this year. So when I came out and ran 10:30, I was doing exactly as you said, just kind of telling myself that this is a good time to calm myself down and get ready for the next one. And we actually made a little rule where I'd give myself 3 to 5 minutes where I can kind of just bring myself back down and get ready for the long jump.
Mm-hmm. Damian Warner, our guest, Olympic bronze medalist in the decathlon. Do you have a, because again, ups and downs, do you have an event that is kind of like leg day, right? You dread leg day in the gym. Is there one that you're like, this is my weakest event, but I got to power through. I got to find a way to get better at this without hurting myself in the process.
Well, to be honest, it's never really that mindset where this is an event that I'm dreading. And actually coming into these Olympics, it was an event that I was super excited for, and that's the pole vault. My practices leading up were amazing, but it's always been one of those events that I struggled in. And for some reason, I just couldn't get it together in the pole vault. And it was one of those events that I struggled in once again. But I think that's what makes the decathlon great at the end of the day. And it makes me keep coming back is that I see it as a challenge. And it's something that I feel like that if I keep working hard at it, it's going to be something that I eventually get. And it's going to be something that's one of my strengths. So just got to keep working hard at it so it's not one of my weaknesses later on.
I laughed. I read a quote from you, and it was, I think, in the early days of the relationship with the pole vault, and you said you have the same mental thought as anybody. You look at that and you say, that looks dangerous. Why would anybody do that?
It goes against everything you're taught as a child. You take this 16-foot pole and run as fast as you can and plant it in this small little area and shoot yourself 10 feet up in the air and cross your fingers and hope you land on mat. So it's very difficult. It has its technical stuff. It's also very exciting when it's done well, but it's a big challenge.
So for me watching, the big moment for me and you know where you came up clutch was javelin. It was one throw, you needed it, and you got it. In that moment, what were you thinking? Did you know the desperation of the moment?
I definitely knew the desperation, and going into that event, I knew exactly how things could play out. So I knew that if the German guy, Kai Kaczmarek, threw a lot farther than me in that event, then that would pretty much destroy my medal chances. So when I messed up on my first two attempts and he had a great throw, I was thinking about that. And I just remember focusing and looking and telling myself that this is a do or die moment. I have to throw this far or else I'm not going to get on the podium. And I started a clap, and I remember seeing my family in the stands, and I got goosebumps. And from that moment on, I kind of just told myself that to just let my body do what it needs to do. And thankfully, it took care of itself.
Do the Olympic Games carry with it like an extra surge of adrenaline? You competed 4 years ago. You compete all over the world, big world championships, Pan Am Games, all of that stuff. But in that moment, was it a new feeling for you?
Definitely. I think because we train 4 years for a certain event that it carries a lot more weight than anything else. obviously it's a competition just like any other, but we trained 4 years for this specific event. So when events come up where it can possibly ruin your chances to achieve your goals, there's a lot more pressure or excitement that comes into that. And I certainly felt that during the javelin.
Damian Warner joins us, the Andrew Walker Show, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So 4 years ago, you finished fifth. And I remember that decathlon like it was yesterday because you were this young guy. You were an underdog story, and you had a chance to be on the podium. I thought it was so cool, and I remember, you know, 4 years from now, I can't wait to watch this guy. What did you learn from London?
What did I learn from London? Well, London was kind of my coming out party in a way where I showed myself that I can compete on the international stage, that in my first Olympics, I placed fifth and I was close to fourth place and close to potentially getting on the podium. And I think I got confidence from that, and I've carried it to all the competitions that I've done since, and I've carried it to these Olympics that we just passed, and I'll carry that to the Olympics in 2020.
So Ashton Eaton, who wins another gold medal, he is, for lack of a better term, he's a beast in this event. He really is.
Yep.
And, you know, people talk about Michael Phelps. They talk about Usain Bolt. I would imagine, because, again, I read another quote from you, said, you know, you shoot for the best, not that you don't want to win, but you compared yourself to this guy. Then you just kind of stopped doing it because he's so great. Would you put that guy up there, you know, with those two all-time Olympians because of his dominance?
Oh, without a doubt. I definitely think very highly of Ashton. He's an amazing competitor. He's an amazing person, and he's accomplished so much in the sport. And I don't think he's got enough credit for what he's done, but he's just an amazing athlete and someone that I look forward to competing against every single time.
We had Derek Drouin on off the top. How much have you taken from him in the high jump? I know you've trained together at times.
Yeah, I've got to train with Derek a couple of times, and he's a great person, but I don't know if he knows it, but watching him win a bronze medal at the Olympics in 2012 was a big inspiration to me, because
yeah.
I went in there with goals of being on the podium, and I didn't achieve it then, but I saw that it's possible for a Canadian athlete to do so, and I carried that confidence moving forward, and now I've seen that it's possible to win a gold medal, and it's possible to do so while being the same person that you were 4 years ago, not changing anything and still being a great person. So he showed me that, so hopefully I can carry that into 2020 and be the same guy that I am now and be able to stand on top of the podium there. But he's just been an amazing athlete and an amazing role model and someone that I look up to a lot.
Damian Warner, hey, you're the man. Congratulations. Welcome back to Canada. Welcome back to London. It was an awesome 16 days. It was a pleasure watching you. We can't wait to do it again.
Hey, thank you very much, and thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, no problem. That is Damian Warner. Great stuff.